From Eden by Fry, Volume 1, Dimensions, Chapter 9, Memories of the Future and of the Past, Walks on Water. Linearity unhinged. The flash forwards keep coming, not premonitions. Memories of things that haven't yet happened. I have no explanation other than that I stepped out with the continuum, I know not how. Time and space disjointed. Perhaps that's what comes from not taking either too seriously, ever. I walk through the snow in Kensington Gardens, about 3 inches of a soft, sluggish, powdery white that has its own decorative whimsy now that it is sodden and trodden through. People have spent the weekend rolling snowballs and leaving them dotted around the park, plus the occasional snowman. Mostly, though, only accumulations of snow the approximate size of an average snowman's rump. I wonder and ponder my diagonal position in life. I use too many words, I am told, frequently, all the time. Words, 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 words. I use 7 when 1 would do. But would 1 do? Would 1 word do? Would it now? And would it do what? And for whom? And says who? Rhythms and patterns and repetitions. Nobody likes them as much as I do, it seems. Relishing words for the love of words, words in their own right to no end and no purpose, propelling no plot, describing no thing, put there for their own very own sake. Superfluousness. Abundance. Words for what they are, not what they're worth. A picture paints 1,000 words. A word, when pictures in their thousands fail, may say it all. Nobody gets that. It follows that nobody gets me. I am my words. That's what I am. They are me. I'm little else, nothing else, really. I am obviously not my body. The ways in which I neglect my body are subtle. I don't actively abuse it. I don't damage it, or only slightly sometimes, and not wantonly. I'm not vain, though I am, I perceive, as I tangent the bedecked lawn with its broad traces of snowballing on it, a tad narcissistic. I don't want to be, but I am a little in love with myself. Damn, another unwelcome insight. But I have to be a little in love with myself. I'm single and somewhat singular. If I don't love me at least a little, then nobody loves me at all, and that would be heartbreaking. Sad. The differential between lone and lonesome, lonely, alone. Now that I know I am troubled, troubled, I see that nobody knows the trouble I see. In all likelihood, it is true, I do have a bit of a Messiah complex as well. But then, so did Jesus. I remember walking through the snow in Kensington Gardens once before, though there wasn't as much then, snow. There was ice, however, on the round pond, and my girlfriend, and I came up towards it in deep conversation, and we liked the idea of walking on ice. It was a London park in January thing to do, and I was new to London in January, and she was visiting me, and we tested the ice just a bit and found it sufficiently strong, and so we started crossing the pond. There was magic abroad in the air, or would have been, had I felt towards her quite as she did towards me. She was, I believe, in love with me deeply. I liked her and found her likable and attractive as a human being, but I wasn't attracted to her. We came to the middle of the pond and looked around and enjoyed the ducks and the geese being clumsy, and then we walked on, and shortly before we reached the other side, we happened upon a sign that said, "Danger, thin ice," and we laughed, and we came off the ice and continued our walk, talking. That's how young we were, how unencumbered. I'm a little in love with that boy, that lad, that young man. I was never really a lad, I don't think. I was hardly ever a boy. I was a very young man, though. I certainly was never a guy or a geezer. I was earnest and a little pretentious, in fairness, maybe a lot. And possibly just on the borderline end of marginally autistic, maybe just eligible by today's standards for on-the-scale Asperger's, though of that I can't now be sure. And now I know that within seconds I'll be sitting opposite him, that exact young man of exactly that age who still, I imagine, thinks of that girl as his girlfriend, even though he already knows he can't love her, not in the way she loves him. Shall I tell him? And if I tell him, shall I tell him also not to walk on the ice, as it's nowhere near thick enough, and he and his girlfriend might die? That would be the responsible thing to do, surely, to warn him. After all, this isn't just about me anymore. This is also about her. Imagine how I would feel today if we'd crashed into the water in Kensington Gardens and both of us had drowned. Or worse still, if I had survived so I could feel something, anything at all, today, but she had drowned, and try as I might, I could not save her. My heart feels a jolt of guilt and remorse at not having saved her, though sincerely I tried, when I remember that we walked off that ice and laughed, and that laughter I remember completely. That is a memory of the past. It is a real and proper and warm and good memory. We were a little in love with each other, perhaps, after all. That laughter, that unencumberedness, that not looking back on the ice in horror to check how thin it was really, that just walking on, hand in hand, laughing. I love him for that. I love her for it, too.